One of Australia's richest people, James Packer, has defended the way he and the New South Wales government have gone about securing a second Sydney casino at a new harbourside development. There'll be no tender for the casino process, although Mr. Packer insists he would have won any tender had it been conducted. Yesterday, the New South Wales government gave a preliminary tick of approval for the casino hotel proposal. At a business dinner in Sydney last night, Mr. Packer said he wasn't interested in making money, but wanted to build something special on the site at Barangaroo. Emily Burke went along to the dinner for AM.
By his own admission, he's made some costly mistakes, but James Packer still regards himself as the luckiest person around. And last night, he spoke frankly about what attracted him to the casino business.
I spent a lot of time in casinos as a kid with my dad, and and I ended up thinking, F***, this must be a good business. My dad was a lot smarter than I am and a lot more successful than I'll ever be. But he got his adrenaline rushes from going to a casino. That's the customer that we want. There are a lot of people out there who can afford it and who you're selling adrenaline to, and they're happy to pay for that experience.
James Packer and his gaming company Crown Limited are having an especially good run of luck. The New South Wales government has given initial approval to his contentious proposal to set up Sydney's second casino and a six-star resort.
But what has got us where we got to today is not lobbying, it's the strength of a really good idea. The fact that the Labor Party and the Liberal Party were prepared to look at this, or the Labor Party especially, in a bipartisan manner, and Premier O'Farrell was willing to say, let's just do it. And to be fair, there's three stages, and we've got to get through stages two and three, and Premier O'Farrell's made it very clear that we're not done, and I don't think we're done. We're a long way from done, but we've had a very good day.
Mr. Packer also defended his decision not to wait for a competitive tender process.
The unsolicited proposal legislation was designed for good ideas, and this is a good idea, and we took advantage of legislation that was in place. So I think, frankly, if there was a tender, it'd be very hard to see how we wouldn't have won it.
So far, the gaming venue has been touted as one that would lure high rollers, especially international tourists, and it wouldn't have pokies. But that could change.
This is not an economic no-brainer. You know, there has never been a casino in the world built for $1 billion without slot machines. So, you know, we're entering virgin territory. And there's, you know, and we're sitting there and saying we'll wait till 2019, as we should.
At the same time as promising to give Sydney an economic kickstart, he says he wants to be the one to leave a legacy in keeping with his father's.
This is more than just about money for me. I think I'm a great believer in Sydney. This country has been incredibly kind to my family. The city's been incredibly kind to my family. My dad was a larger-than-life figure, and I think this is my chance to do something that's special.
James Packer, Chairman of Crown Limited, ending Emily Burke's report.